We flipped a coin, okay? You and me. You and me. Coin flip is sacred.
Y'all ready for a show today, baby?
No time, baby.
We've been waiting all week for this. This is where it happens right here, man.
We man up, we stand up. We man up, we stand up.
We're all we got.
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 Hit anything that moves. We're playmakers, man. We the best, nothing less.
You don't like this? Trust me, you don't like this.
We're between the white lines. This is football. Welcome to the big league.
I won the toss. I took the football. Got it down their throat.
Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your skull?
Hey, every season is full of defining moments. Let's make this day a defining moment for us in our quest.
Welcome, everybody, to week 13 of the 2022 NFL season. Gup here, live on the coin flip. We have a good week this week. I'm looking forward to it. Apologize for not doing a pod last week for the public. I did have the premium members covered with the Thanksgiving slate and main slate we hosted this year, so a lot going on. If you'd like to be a subscriber so you don't miss out on anything, you can use code COIN, get 20% off. That includes a 7-day risk-free trial. Rate and review us on iTunes. All of the rate and reviews from now through probably our March to the Masters will be tossed into our big giveaway that we will do coming up in the spring. So make sure you do that. Subscribe and like this video. In the comment section, tell me your favorite player. Your favorite running back, 7K or more. I think there's 9 running backs there. I think that'll be an important part this week. So let me know who you like there. The Black Friday giveaways that I've been talking about for several weeks now. I will have the winners at the end of the pod. A couple winners there. You get to pick from the GC. You get GC gear, and then I'll send you everything we have in the little pile over there from the Masters, PGA Championship, stuff like that. Got a little collection bin you get to pick from. So stay tuned at the end of the pod for that. Normal pod today, playbook, plays, fades, values, favorite stacks, main and mini, favorite two lines that I like against the spread, fire. Picks have been just awesome so far the last 5 or 6 weeks on one of my biggest runs I've had ever. Currently hitting almost 70% between NFL and college. So I'll give you my two favorites as it is right now. I'll give an upset of the week, survivor of the week, kind of survivor of the week. If you're still in it, you know, good luck to you. You got to be very thin right now, so need a little luck on your side. Some prize pick and underdog plays, and then we'll wrap it up. Bye weeks this week, Panthers, Browns, Packers, Titans. The Cowboys are the biggest favorite, 10-point favorite at home against the Colts. 7 road favorites, and then there's 4 games in total that are a pick 'em, +1, -1, somewhere in that range. Ownership right now, Jacksonville and Detroit for sure looks to be the highest owned game. I don't see that changing much. Cleveland and Houston's next, most of that coming on the Cleveland side. Houston's decent, but not near as heavy there. And then it kind of jumps down quite a bit. Pretty flat after that. Some spots, Cincinnati, Vegas, Pittsburgh a little bit. Pretty flat after that. I think Jacksonville, Detroit for sure is a step above everybody. And then Cleveland's the second highest owned projected team right now in total as well. Quarterback plays for me, because it's coming out a little bit later, I've been just end of the year, so keeps me busy at any real world job. So this will be coming out. This will be Friday evening ish. Still plenty of time to get it in. Then we'll update all the premium content as we roll to Sunday morning. I'm going to go with Mahomes. I think, you know, lock and change in 24, 36 hours, leading up to, I guess 36 hours now leading up to Sunday morning. But I think people will want to get in that game. Highest total by a good margin. Then the Raiders, Chargers are next. But I think most will just go Burrow, right? They're at home, $1,400 cheaper. I think the common build will be Burrow, assuming Chase plays, sounds like he will. Maybe another wide receiver, run it back with Kelsey or something like that. because of the price and everything, and because I think running backs are, you know, that's why I kind of asked that question earlier, are going to be the popular pay-ups. I say popular. A lot of people are going to want to pay up to some of these running backs this week, at least one of them. And so when you do that, it makes it easier when you have a $6,900 Burrow, not an $8,300 Mahomes. So I kind of like Mahomes this week, you know, not because I think is he a better play per se, but the leverage spot, if you can build correctly with it, man, I mean, I'm not a big Mahomes, you know, Josh Allen, those kind of guys when they're, but he's not, I don't think he's gonna be that high owned. I think he's gonna be 4 or 5%. You know, I think the harder part for most is if you go Mahomes, most people want to go Kelce, and when Kelsey's 7,900, a little bit tough, but I think we just play Kelce as a wide receiver. I know that's not popular in some areas, but there's cheap tight ends. You can go double tight end and you say, okay, if he was a $7,900 wide receiver, would we like him this week? And if your answer is yes, maybe that's where you go. Maybe you go Nick and Mahomes. You know, he's been spreading around pretty well. Or you go Mahomes with one of these cheap wide receivers and run it back with some of the, you know, Chase being a lot more expensive, which is $7,900, something like that. A lot of ways to get different. Still got some, you know, some value spots that I think you can make it work. It's not as easy, but that's one reason why I like it. I like Lamar. Got to think he's going to have a big bust-out game eventually. I just don't know how much the Broncos have left in them. I think they're tired of watching the defense, that being. Been playing great. Now they're on the road. They're out of everything. No motivation from the offense. You know, they're still football players. They're still professionals. They're going to give their all. But, you know, if they start getting down a quick 10-0, 14-0, 14-3 or something, that defense is going to be like, we don't have enough offense to catch up at this point. And so you just wonder how that motivation during the game will go. $7,800, he's going to be super low owned just because of all that. And he hadn't had like a big bust out game in a while. Again, another, I think quarterback may be a spot where I try to get maybe different this week. I'll still have some of these next guys I'm talking about, but the reason why these guys up here are going to be down is because the value, and that's the next two of them. The value plays I have, Lawrence and Goff, just fit, make everything fit well. You know, second highest scoring game on the slate behind the Chiefs, Bengals. I said Chargers earlier, but I missed this one. This one's 51.5 right now. So $5,900, Detroit's giving up, you know, pretty in points. He's going to be probably the highest owned on the slate, pretty close. And then Goff, you know, $5,300, $600 cheaper. Jags been okay, but Detroit's at home. You know, probably play a little bit better there. He's bringing an okay ownership, 7-8%. But I think those two are two you could look at. Watson's getting some early steam in the week. We'll see if that holds up. He's actually my fade. First game back, and I get it. He's in Houston, all that kind of stuff. But they're on the road. I think they're going to try to run the ball. They should be able to run it extremely well on Houston. So that would be the fade spot for me. I have him as the second highest own on the slate right now. So if I fade that, take my pick between Lawrence and Goff, and then pay up for either Mahomes or Lamar. I kind of like starting there when you're talking about whether you're doing 3 to 5 lineups, you're doing 20 and you want to kind of split it up between some 50, whatever. That's kind of where I'm at to start the week. Running backs, I like ETN as long as he plays. We know he got banged up a little bit last week. Great spot on the road against Detroit, especially because he's a pass catching back. We'll have to keep our eye on the injury. I think he probably plays. Definitely think he's going to bring ownership, $6,400. But, you know, I'm okay with that because I think I'm going to be different if I'm going Mahomes, Lamar, or something like that. And then I come into this mini environment between Jacksonville, Detroit. I can eat a little bit of that chalk with maybe a three-man mini stack out of the Jacksonville-Detroit game and use Mahomes Lamar instead, that I can get a little bit different there. I like Chubb this week, just like I mentioned. I think this is a direct pivot, a correlated pivot off of Watson. I think they try to run the ball a lot. I don't even mind if you want to go Hunt at $4,800, but if you want to pay up for a running back, he's the least owned out of those pay-up options, one of them. McCaffrey's there too, but $8,000. I think they have a big running game against Houston. And, I think it correlates with Watson not having a big, huge bust out game his first game back. Going to have some rust, going to have some, call it ring rust or whatever, but, you know, full speed NFL is a little bit different. I know Houston's not very good at all. And if you want to call it revenge game, but I think Chubb may be a good play there. I like Cook. Probably just as good as Chubb. You can go either way there. He's $800 cheaper, but he's gonna have twice the ownership, still not horrible, 12-13%, something like that. At home against the Jets, I think you could have a big game. Jets are kind of the darling this week, getting steamed up in the betting market. I like Cook to have a big game. You could go Jefferson there. I don't mind that either. But the Jets can be run on a little bit, and so I think I like Cook. You know, if I go Cook ETN, not super cheap, but decently cheap. There's another running back I'll get to in a second that I like. You know, that's not a bad way to start with some of those other things I talked about, or just pick one of them and then go elsewhere. Jamal Williams, I think, is a good value. Continues to score touchdowns. Again, he's in that Detroit-Jacksonville game. He's $6,000. I think because of the unknown with him and Swift and who's going to get it, who's not, both their ownership stay down a little bit. I think I'd lean Williams there. I like Antonio Gibson against the Giants. We know the Giants can be run on a little bit. $5,200. Same scenario. The unknown between Gibson and Robinson keeps people off. Their ownership's probably lower than what it should be. You could go either way there. I think it's a coin flip. I just lean the way with Gibson. He can catch the ball in the backfield as well. If the Giants are able to keep it a close game, you know, that probably benefits him a little bit. Again, don't mind that. Either way, Pacheco's another one that I wouldn't mind, $5,700. You could go Mahomes, Pacheco, and Kelsey. I don't think many people start that way. He's $5,700, so that's a cheap piece. And then maybe you go Etienne in that, and then pick your Bengal that you like on a run back and some mini correlated stacks. There's several different ways to get different there, but those are the ones I like that are cheap. Fade right now for me is Pierce. Right now I got him as third, fourth highest owned, $5,900 against that Cleveland D. I know he could probably do well. I just don't think it's going to be a great environment. I'd like to see him more involved out of the backfield, but just all in all, with the ownership and in other places I want to go, he's a spot I want to be off of this week. Higgins will kick off the wide receiver for me. I like Higgins more if Chase is playing, because I think Higgins and Boyd can have great games, good games, when Chase is there. Chase can go off. We know that. So if you want to play Chase, go ahead. He pulls so much of that defense to him that it allows those guys to play their role naturally. And Higgins is priced up, and I think he's only $700 cheaper. I think as we get to Sunday morning, if Chase is active and good to go, more people will just go, I'll probably jump up $700 if I can and go to Chase over Higgins. So I like Higgins, $7,200. I like him even better if Chase plays, get some of those eyes off of him. I like Christian Kirk. You know, a lot of people are going to be stacking that Jacksonville-Detroit game. So if you start picking pieces from it, make sure you're unique enough. Like I mentioned, start with Mahomes, start with Lamar, and then do your 2-3-man correlation stack out of the Jacksonville-Detroit game. You're eating chalk that others are eating, but you're building a different way. So I like that, $6,300. Should have a good game against Detroit. I'll go back to Watson. You know, it sounds like Aaron Rodgers is going to play. I don't know if it matters. I mean, he can just score from anywhere. He's, you know, coming into his own. I think if Roger plays, he's going to try to prove a point. He saw what Love did those last couple series. He owns Chicago. You know, I know it's on the road and all that, but $5,200, I definitely would have some Watson this week. Garrett Wilson, I'll go back there. Chalky last week, still going to be decently chalky. Not horrible, but $5,300, you get the good price increase. But, you know, I don't mind that, especially against the Minnesota secondary. We just saw what the Patriots couldn't do last night against the Bills, but what they could do against the Minnesota secondary. The QB change looks to be beneficial to the Jets. I don't mind going to Wilson. Maybe some people go, I'll skip it this week. I missed it last week. Whatever. I don't mind having him in the player pool. And then my last play, I like Pickens for Pittsburgh. I just think against Atlanta is a good script. I like the over here. I don't know if I get there betting wise, but I think this game may score more than what people think. I mean, Pickett tends to look for Pickens and Freiermuth for the most part. $5,100. He just has big playability. He makes some incredible catches. If I'm paying up again for the Mahomes, Lamar, Kelsey type stuff, these are pieces that bring down my average per player. I don't mind playing him. Some values this week. I have Boyd at like 2% right now. So if I only like Boyd if Chase comes back, because I think he thrives being the number in this set, being that three guy, virtually man, you know, one on one most of the time, because people are going to be helping over the top against Chase, if not Chase, Higgins or both, whatever. I think that makes him even more of a good pivot off, low-owned type play. Most people think, well, if Chase is back, Boyd loses value. Go look at some of the games where all three are in. Boyd can still play well. Marvin Jones Jr., I think, is a good – everybody goes to Kirk. Everybody goes to these popular plays. He's not going to be as popular in this game. It's a little risky, but for $4,000, you can still get into the game environment, a lot lower owned, and he can still get there. So I don't mind him, save you some money, still allows you into that great game environment this week. And then right off of it, DJ Chark's another one. Probably be 5, 6% owned, $3,800. Again, is St. Brown a better play? Wholeheartedly. But I can get into the game environment. I can save money. Don't have to eat the chalk with St. Brown or Kirk. Or maybe you go one, Brown or Kirk, and then take the opposite side between Chark and who was I just talking about? Marvin Jones Jr. Take one of those two. Saves you money, gets you a little bit different. If you're doing like a three-man correlation, maybe you go Etienne, Brown, Jones, something like that. You know, can make it different with your Mahomes-Kelsey build. You know that's the way you got to kind of think about that. I think I'm going to fade Cooper to go along with Watson. I'm just going to believe the run game owns that. I think they get up pretty big. They lean on Hunt, Chubb, get the win, get out of Dodge, worry about the rest of the year. Keep Watson safe. Let him get acclimated. Let him get the rust off, and maybe he can catch fire for the rest of the year. Tight end play is obvious. Kelsey, I didn't consider him a tight end this week, $7,900. I like him. I like Hockenson, $5,200, mid-level price, not too high owned. I think he could be a good play. Ingram, back to that Jacksonville game, he's about 6-7%, $3,000. You know, maybe you go Mahomes, Kelsey, and then you go St. Brown, Ingram, whoever. Maybe it's ETN, $3,000. You got double tight end build there. But you save a lot of money doing that, and allows you to build elsewhere and still be able to get some decent running backs in this week. Fade right now is tough because the ones that are high, I don't mind having pieces of. Probably would be Njoku at 3,900. It was between him and Moreau. I kind of like Njoku because I do think maybe Watson, as he's, you know, getting the rust off, looks for those tight end plays. I just don't know how much they're going to be throwing. Raiders Chargers could wind up being in a shootout. So I would, and they're both about the same. They're both the right there at the top three owned with Freiermuth. So I would lean fade Njoku and play Moreau, but those were kind of where I was looking. Defensive wise, I like the Ravens, who are the highest priced D. I just, if I can fit it in this week, I don't mind playing it at home against Denver. Seahawks, a rare week where there's not a lot of good home D's this week. You know that, excuse me. You know that's where I tend to go. I think I'll go Seahawks on the road. The Rams are just gutted. They just don't have much talent right now. The fear there would be how much do they throw, but $3,600, that's not horrible. If I'm looking for value, maybe I drop down a little. You know, Washington's on the road. We know Danny Jones can turn it over with the best of them. It's only $3,300. I don't have them high, very high owned. As far as the cheapies, man, Steelers will probably be the most popular. I don't mind them on the road. $2,600. Maybe like a Miami on the road, $2,500. Jimmy G can have a turnover. Now, they're going to get scored on, but, you know, they could get – I'm not opposed to a pick six there. Or maybe the Raiders. You know, they're just playing with momentum right now. They're at home, $2,500 and not highly owned. Now Herbert's going to get his, but maybe get a, you know, they got good pressure. They can get pressure on the quarterback, those kind of deals. That's why I don't mind paying up. You know, maybe I should stick around that Washington and try to save the money elsewhere. But because I know a lot of people are going to be starving for savings and they're going to come down to the Pittsburgh, maybe even Denver, Jets, Titans, Dolphins are all up there in ownership. So I think I'll lean, you know, some of those early ones, whether it be Washington. If I was going to go with the 2000D, I'd probably go with the Dolphins, hoping that Jimmy G just has a bad game. They get a pick six, and that's enough to pay off there. Some gut feel plays, ironically enough. I do like Jimmy G this week. I think he could be a good low-owned sneaky play. He's 1% or 2%. Miami's D struggles. Now, he could throw a pick six and still throw a decent amount of touchdowns. We know part of the issue with him is, you know, can they score enough? Can he be involved enough? Because they can run the ball. Elijah Mitchell going out definitely hurts him. McCaffrey can be, you know, used out of the backfield as well, but he can be thrown to. You still got Debo. You still got Ayuk. It's not a sexy play, but for $5,700, 1% or 2% own, you know, he's kind of that sneaky play. I don't mind. Pacheco was another one I mentioned earlier. I like him as a gut fill play. Got to wait for some injury reports today, but I like A.J. Dillon. You know, we saw them get back to that using Dillon and Jones last week. The Bears will give up a ton of rushing. I don't mind going Dillon this week. We'll see what the injuries look like. McLaurin is a good one-off piece I like this week against the Giants. $5,800, probably be decently owned, but I don't mind using him. You know, just looking for one-off pieces that I feel good about. That's, you know, that's the whole deal, the gut feel plays. Favorite stacks for me, Mahomes, Kelsey, and then probably just pick one wide receiver. Eileen, MVS, some probably like Juju, some like, you know, you can get cheap and go Watson or more. I probably lean MVS. I think he's got a decent, if we have a floor there, you know, for $4,100, I don't mind him, but my favorite two's Mahomes, Kelsey. Lamar Andrews is my next favorite stack. I'm not going much more outside of those. I just take those two and build around it. And then you can go Lawrence, Kirk, Zay Jones, Ingram, and like I mentioned, you could throw in Marvin Jones there as well if you want. Mix and match however you see best fit. I don't mind those as well. Some mini correlated stacks that I like. I like Chubb, Cooks. So you get in that Cleveland game. You would think it'd be a lot less or a lot lower total, but it's not horrible. 47, which is up there in the better half. So, you know, maybe you just go, they're going to run the ball a lot. Cooks gets his. Like he tends to do, a little two-man out of there. I don't even think Cooks is priced up that bad. Houston, you know, secondary can be thrown on a little bit. Where's he at? You go Nico Collins, too. So you go Chubb or Chubb with Collins or Cooks. You know, $5,000, $4,200. They're cheap enough. A little two-man lets you build around it. I like Dalvin Cook, Wilson. So you get Cook out of the backfield for Minnesota and run it back with Wilson from the Jets. A little two-man there. CMC and Waddle. CMC you're paying up for sure. If you think he's going to get a lot more in the game with Eli being gone, Elijah Mitchell being gone, and then run it back with Waddle instead of Hill, because going CMC and Hill is going to eat up a lot of salary, that's a little bit different. Waddle's still 7,400, but I think that's one way you go if you really like that game. Barkley, who I hadn't really mentioned, but you could do him with McLaurin was kind of my thought. I don't know. Let's take a look at Barkley. I don't know if I really – yeah, I don't – I mean, $8,200 isn't horrible. I think Washington defense is getting healthy. I think Chase may be back this week. But that's an option. You know, if you want to – if you think he can catch out of the backfield too. So, he could get there and run it back with McLaurin could be a good just two-man out of that atmosphere. And then the last one for me would be kind of a flip to the Cook and Wilson would be go Justin Jefferson and then run it back with either Michael Carter – or Zonovan Knight, depending on if Carter plays or not. If Carter's in, I'd go there. If not, obviously, I think Zonovan gets some bulk of the load there. So I think you could do a little two-man there and be good. My sneaky stack of the week, kind of hinted to it already, but Jimmy G, Debo, Ayuk, Kittle. I think you could go a little two-man, three-man stack there. You know, you could run it back with Waddle. You could run it back with Hill. You could do, I mean, many different ways. Whatever Miami guy you like, Jeff Wilson. I think if you're doing a Jimmy G stack, you'd run it back with Hill or Waddle because if Jimmy G stacks hits, it probably means we have a little bit more of a shootout or higher scoring game than what people are thinking. So I'd run it back with one of those two. My favorite two against the spread lines right now, I like the Ravens -8, Vikings -3. My upset of the week, just by definition of being a dog, they are a home dog this week, and that is Cincinnati. I think they beat Kansas City in a good game, a high-scoring game, back and forth. Joe gets the ball last. They kind of score and get the win at home. Like I said, if you're in the Survivor, good luck to you. Made it very far, but it didn't make it far enough. Hope you bring it home if you're still in it. Underdog, link is in the description. Dollar for dollar match up to $100. Use the code GUP, GUP. They got the Battle Royal up for Sunday, $225,000 in prizes. They even had some PGA drafts going this morning for the Hero World Challenge. Of course, they have Thursday night, Sunday night, Saturday, Monday night football, Royal, all that kind of stuff going on. Hopefully, we get some best ball PGA stuff for the 2023 season as we approach the next few weeks. That'll be awesome if they do that. They did a little run of it with the FedEx Cup, if you remember, a three-week that had a good success. I think people liked it. But my three favorite picks for Pick'em this week, this pays six extra money. Mark Andrews over five catches, Garrett Wilson over 58.5 receiving yards, and Chubb over 91.5 rushing yards. Price picks, same link in the description, same code GUP, G-U-P, dollar for dollar match up to $100. You can now do up to six picks and get 25x your money. So if you hit all six, you get 25x. You can also still win money at 4 of 6 and 5 of 6 by doing that. I'll give you five here. You can add one onto that, or you can pick some of these. You can do 3, 4, however you want to do it. I like Lawrence over 252.5 passing yards, Chubb over 90.5 rushing yards, Freiermuth over 4.5 catches, Christian Watson over 47.5 yards, and Mark Andrews over 4.5 catches. Go check them out. Definitely a favorite of mine. We'll be utilizing them all during PGA season in 2023. Reminder, use COIN. Get 20% off any package. Includes a 7-day risk-free trial. Appreciate all everybody that tried us out for Thanksgiving week. Had some good feedback there. Sent out a big email blast talking about we are launching our new golf tools come January. It's going to be awesome. Good platform. Going to be a lot more fluid and able for you guys to do more custom stuff with it. And just overall enhancements, and we'll continue enhancing it throughout the year. Once we get, we're basically taking all to a new platform, still same site and everything, but just better dashboard model building, stuff like that, that we'll be able to, we're going to have the foundation released by the Sony Open, and then continue to tweak, get y'all's feedback. It'll be customizable by us. We can make changes a lot quicker, things like that. It's being built in-house, just like we did in NFL and all that. So be fun to roll that out in January. A lot of excitement going on there. The winners this week. So this was basically leading up basically from our big kickoff from the NFL all the way until Black Friday. T Trizzle, you're one of the winners. You get the first pick. So what I'll do is reach out to me. If you're a member, do it in Slack or on Twitter. I'll take a big picture of all the items we have, let you know what you can pick from. You get your stuff, then I'll throw in a hat and a shirt and send all that to you. Once you pick your stuff out, the next winner is John Piper. You will get second pick and gear as well, and we will run this back. Well, we'll be doing a big, big promo like we do every year for the Masters. We'll start it early in the year. We normally start it around February. And we do giveaways for members, non-members, all that kind of stuff. It's a big deal as we march to the Masters. We've been doing it since 2019, so looking forward to that. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Have a great Friday night. I think we'll have a good week this week in NFL. We got championship weekend for college football kicking off tonight with a 2-game slate, then 8-game slate, I believe, tomorrow. USA plays in the morning, soccer. That'll be fun to watch. NBA Daily. UFC is tomorrow night as well. I posted that pod for Tommy last night. So a lot of things going on. Come check us out if you would like to. Looking forward to Sunday, and I'll talk to you then. Thanks.